Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone is Christine Jensen with the USU Extension over in Emory County. Last year we brought her in and we talked turkey, really. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. So many questions always surround turkeys every year. And we thought we'd bring her in to kind of do maybe a quick food safety class on turkeys, what to look for, what size you may need, and what the market's going to look like for turkeys this year. And you know what? There are other alternatives if you don't want to have a turkey this year. And we're going to talk about all of that with her. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's dive right in to our turkey talk. Now, before we came on, and it always seems like every year, the last at least 4 or 5 years, the big thing is, are there going to be enough turkeys? And usually there are, but there is a big question mark when it comes to pricing this year, isn't there?
There is. There's a significant increase in prices in turkeys in all food. Don't be surprised if you pay a little more for the turkey this year. It doesn't have to be a turkey that you buy. You can buy, you don't necessarily have to have a full bone-in turkey. You can have turkey breast or other turkey or other foods that you desire, whatever your family would like to have. Traditionally, we do eat turkey, but it doesn't have to be. In looking at some of the research that I've been doing on turkeys, a lot of the problem with if there are turkeys is the getting the turkeys from the market into the grocery stores, but that does increase the cost of them.
And it seems like that, as you said, cost on all food has gone up and up and up. And so let's talk about if you are kind of dead set on you've got to have a turkey, what's a good rule of thumb as far as how big of a turkey people need?
A lot of times it depends on how many you're going to have for your meal. So if you're having, you know, 1 to 4 people, you want about a 10 or 11-pound turkey. It's difficult to find those small turkeys. But you can find them. Sometimes you don't want to have a turkey that is necessarily, you know, you want leftovers sometimes. Sometimes you don't want a whole turkey. Sometimes you want just a turkey breast. But depending on the size of your family, that's how big you want the turkey to be, depending, you know, what to buy.
And it always seems like at Thanksgiving after dinner, the leftovers are usually the best part, right?
I think so.
So let's talk about, now that we've got our turkey and we've got, Thanksgiving dinner figured out, what's the best way after that? Say we've got our frozen turkey now, okay, and we're getting ready to cook it. What are the best ways to thaw it? Is there a magical quick way to thaw a turkey? What are all the steps that people need to look at when they're doing that, just from a food safety standpoint?
Okay. Generally, you want to thaw your turkey several days before the day that you're going to cook it. You want to thaw it properly in the refrigerator. Do not thaw it on the counter. Don't do it, you know, leave it in your sink or leave it in your garage or any place. Don't use a hairdryer to thaw it out. Those are not good ways because it increases the chance of having some bacterial growth. So you want to thaw it out. If you're going to have a 4 to 12-pound turkey, you want to have it out in your refrigerator 1 to 3 days prior to Thanksgiving. 12 to 16 pounds, you want it 3 or 4 days. 16 to 20 pounds, you want it 4 to 5 days. And 20 to 24 pounds, you want 5 to 6 days. Thaw it in your refrigerator. There are other methods. There's the quick method using the cold water. Don't use hot water, and you can use your microwave, but generally your microwave is not big enough to hold a turkey. If you do have one that will fit in your microwave, follow the directions of your microwave. To do the cold water method, you want 30 minutes per pound for your turkey. So, you know, that's going to be a little bit different perhaps than what you had anticipated. So make sure that you are prepared for Thanksgiving by thawing your turkey properly so that there's all safety measures taken, and put it in your refrigerator early enough. Now your turkey, if it is fully thawed before Thanksgiving, it will hold 1 to 2 days in your refrigerator before you cook it. No longer than that.
Okay, and one question that I have, because I have heard of it, how about if it's still a little frozen, how long would it take or how much extra time would you have to add to when you're cooking if it's still a little frozen? Or is that something that's suggested? I mean, I know it starts to get a little dicey when you're dealing with, you know, your stuffings and all that kind of thing.
Right. You can... let's see. What was the question again?
So my question is, if you're going to cook it and it's still partially frozen, how much time do you think you're adding to your cook time if it's still a little bit frozen on the inside?
Well, it depends on how frozen it is. You can cook a totally frozen turkey. It will take probably an extra hour to cook that, at least. You may want to stop it in the middle so you can clean the cavity out, so you can take the paper with the innards in it, you know, the liver, the gizzard,
right,
and the neck and all that. Because you can cook those and they won't hurt you and the paper won't hurt you. But if it's mostly thawed, then you can cook it for an extra, perhaps have it half an hour. You want to cook it no lower temperature than 325 degrees, because again, you have to worry about bacterial growth if it's too low. Many people right now are saying, I'll cook it all night, through the night, and that's just, you're cooking at such low temperatures. Your turkey has to reach 165 degrees, and if you're adding such a dressing inside of it, it also has to reach 165 degrees temperature. So you need to make sure that whatever you use, and don't rely necessarily on the little pop-up timer. They're reliable, sort of, but not, they're not the best example. Use a meat thermometer, stick it in the thickest part of the meat to see what temperature it has reached. So it's more temperature than time.
All right. A couple of really rapid-fire questions for you. And you know, I know it's a personal preference, but from a food safety point, should stuffing be cooked inside the bird?
They don't necessarily recommend that you cook your stuffing inside the bird. If you do, it has to reach 165 degrees in the innermost section of the dressing, you know, inside the middle of the turkey. The turkey has to reach at least, itself has to reach 165 degrees, but so does the dressing, and sometimes that will overcook your turkey. It is suggested that you cook your dressing in a different pan, a different bowl, or whatever you're going to cook it in, separate from the turkey, but you still can cook a turkey with stuffing in it.
All right, and then one last question before I let you go. You talked about the pop-up timer, which never works for me, quite honestly. Another one, and I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or not, but when the thigh pulls away from the side of the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good kind of teller there as far as whether it's cooked fully or not?
It's a very good tell that the turkey has cooked. When it's starting to fall off the bone, it generally has reached 165 degrees, and so it's safe to eat.
Perfect. Christine Jensen with the USU Extension over in Emory County, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today about some turkey tips. And if anybody has questions, can they give you a call over there and ask?
You bet. My phone number is 435-381-3539.
All right, Christine, thank you so much for thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.